A Planned Parenthood clinic in Syracuse is taking part in a national campaign to bring awareness to the organization as its federal funding remains uncertain. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner showed her support and took some jabs at congressional Republicans.
Miner helped jam in 60 bright pink I Stand With Planned Parenthood lawn signs into the front yard of a clinic in Syracuse Wednesday. She spoke personally about coming to this clinic and using Planned Parenthood when she was in college at Syracuse University. And she called on elected officials to visit a clinic before they make a decision that would jeopardize Planned Parenthood funding, with a nod towards Central New York Republican Congressman John Katko.
You cannot rail against poverty in the city of Syracuse on one day and then the next day take away Planned Parenthood. You cannot say that you're concerned about opioid addiction on a Tuesday and on a Wednesday allow your party to gut health care.
This led to a war of words between Katko and Miner, but the mayor insists this is not about her political ambition.
This is about saying, federal government, make sure that you listen to people, that you talk to people, and that you're not making decisions in the dark that are going to disenfranchise and do incredible damage to the people of the city of Syracuse.
On Thursday, she invited Katko to participate in a public forum on the Republican health care bills. Katko's office issued a statement saying Miner is spending her time leading a partisan protest instead of focusing on what they say is an embarrassing number of issues that plague the city of Syracuse. The House and Senate plans to replace the Affordable Care Act would defund Planned Parenthood, which is visited by 40,000 patients each year in 18 counties in western and central New York. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.